countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Well, let's be honest, 2020 has been a truly challenging year for businesses, withstanding adversity and adapting, changing and innovating to new circumstances. Brian McCarthy works in a family flower business, but during lockdown, he found himself with his business closed and time in his hands. A visit to the rooftop of a building owned by the family business in Cork City inspired him to start planting vegetables. Today, he is a new city centre rooftop farm. Suzanne Campbell met Brian to find out more, starting with tomatoes.
We've got 25 different varieties of tomato here, everything from different cherries and heirlooms to beefsteak, a really varied selection. The idea was we'll try a lot, see what thrives up here on the roof this year, and then kind of refine it for next year to what gives us the best yield.
Up above the buskers, just off Corn Market in the centre of Cork, I'm on a rooftop farm started by Brian McCarthy and his friend and neighbour Theán Carlos. There are scores of raised beds here with everything from salads and herbs to carrots and potatoes. It all started around 5 months ago with an idea to plant vegetables at the beginning of the COVID crisis.
We had to get the soil delivered up on the roof, so the soil was delivered in cubic metre bags. We dropped the bags down on pallets and then we were able to move them around the roof with the pallet trucks. So we then filtered them all into these raised beds which we built, filled them up and added a layer of compost and put our plants into them.
Did it just kind of get bigger and bigger organically?
Yeah, I think probably one of the best things we did is literally from day one we were documenting the whole process on Instagram. I thought it would be a cool way to show people what we were doing, again, tell the story of how we were trying to figure this whole thing out. And people really related to the story, it resonated with people, and that grew our followership quite quickly through social media, and that kind of spurred us on then to do more.
We talk about businesses during COVID and how people adapted, but this was a business that grew, that started during the COVID crisis. Tell us why you began it.
I began it mainly just to grow veg and fruit and herbs for myself, give myself a project for the COVID period to take up all my spare time. I have a flower business that I had to close, so as opposed to working maybe 70 hours a week, I was now sat in my apartment, you know, looking at the four walls going, what do I do next? And the more we got involved in it, the more...
And
the
people responded.
Yeah, and so much interaction and emails and messages and telling us how people loved what we were doing. So we were like, well, we're hitting a nerve here in terms of resonating with people, so let's see what we can really do here. If we put our full weight behind it, let's give it a go. And that's what we did. We made a business plan around the end of May. We really started to look into how we could turn a profit out of 6,800 square feet, because whereas that's a lot of space in the city centre in terms of a farm, it's absolutely tiny. It's like it's not even a quarter acre. So it's a challenge to make money out of that area. But one big thing we have going for us is location, and that we are right smack bang in the middle of Cork city centre. So we have access to a very large market with little or no barrier of entry to it.
Brian is now supplying restaurants in Cork city with leafy greens and other veg and hopes to expand further. The latest farm arrivals are some hens.
We have six laying hens.
This is like luxury hen run.
It's a good size for them. It's more than adequate for six hens. And they're really happy. I mean, they're laying six eggs on the button every day for us, which is great.
They're all doing grooming now. This must be grooming hour. It's mid-afternoon. They've all decided.
Very good to themselves, yeah.
Yeah, we need to clean our feathers.
They are. They've laid the egg. They're chilling out. They've had their dinner. And now they're just relaxing. It's great to have a few characters on the roof as well.
And how have people reacted around to hens on the rooftop and the planting and the greenery and the beautiful edible flowers?
We have quite a lot of people that overlook us, so... Yeah. Whereas we're on a roof, we're not up on a six-storey building. We're 14 feet off the ground here. So we have Corn Market apartments, we have corporation buildings, and they have been unbelievably supportive. I get messages every other day of photographs from different angles of the roof, and it's
fantastic.
Really cool. And even we've got the car park here, people going up parking their cars, always taking photos, looking over the edge. And you see a big greenhouse and loads of leafy greens growing down on top of a roof. So yeah, takes some people by surprise.
The rooftop farm is more than just pleasing to look at. When Brian's mother was ill and sadly passed away recently, the farm became a place of even more importance.
as well as the tough period after my mother passing away, there was also the very difficult period of watching her be very ill and very sick and seeing that tough process of somebody dying. So before, during and after, it's been a saving grace for me, really. My mental state would have been much worse had I not had this to focus my energies into. My father also was helping out here, and my two brothers, when they were back home, they were helping out up here. So I think we all chipped in a way. Mm. And it's good to put your physical energy and your mental energy into something. And I think if you can see something productive come from it, it's very rewarding. It's very rewarding. And it has definitely helped what's a very, very tough time.
And in a way, this might change how you live, because from formerly being in a business environment and running the flower business, you're thinking of, if this works out, you could become a grower, maybe full time.
Since starting the rooftop farm, I suppose my background isn't agriculture, it's floriculture, it's fresh cut flowers. My father would have had a homestead in our family home. So I would have had a bit of exposure to growing, but not in a commercial way. And my level of interest in it has just skyrocketed. So I've been literally trying to soak up as much information as I possibly can for the past 4 months. I just find the whole area of agriculture absolutely fascinating. How it's evolved and how it's changed and how it's still changing, and the responsibility that farmers have is enormous. You know, I actually think that there is no single more important industry globally right now than agriculture, because they can change the course we're on. It's vital that more people, maybe even from non-farming backgrounds, get into agriculture, because different perspectives and open mindsets to agriculture is very important. I suppose I've no preconceived notions or ideas as to how things should be done. I think that's pretty evident by me growing on a rooftop. But also I'm very mindful of the way that we do it. I'm not going to do something if I feel it's negatively impacting on anything. And that would go for any other form of agriculture that I decide to do in the future.
That was Brian McCarthy in conversation with Suzanne Campbell. And you can follow at Cork Rooftop Farm on your preferred social media. A reminder, perhaps, on a morning when the Midlands is in shock, a reminder that we can be creative and resilient in the face of big challenges. So well done to Brian.